Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The HSE has apologised to the family of a 19-year-old woman who died from a brain hemorrhage after a delay in arranging a CT scan. Lisa Nyland had arrived by ambulance at Sligo University Hospital, having suffered a sudden severe headache and vomiting while at a fast food restaurant 3 years ago. Her family's lawyers said she had the classic symptoms of a brain hemorrhage, but a CT scan was not carried out until the following day. Medical staff had also wrongly pointed to alcohol consumption, despite the fact that she had not been drinking that night. Our courts reporter Vivian Traynor can tell us more. Vivian, what happened to Lisa Nyland?
Well, Brian, Lisa was a 19-year-old second-year university student, and she'd gone to McDonald's for a milkshake just before 9 o'clock that night. Immediately after going into the restaurant, she developed a severe headache as she was dizzy and she was vomiting. And as you said there, her lawyer said these were classic signs or symptoms of a brain hemorrhage. She was fully alert but was in pain when she was taken by ambulance to the emergency department of Sligo University Hospital. She was later treated on a ward, but her condition worsened overnight. A CT scan was not ordered as an emergency scan at the time. Instead, it was ordered but wasn't carried out until the following day. It was almost 10 o'clock the following morning when they did that CT scan. That scan showed that she had suffered a brain hemorrhage, but by then her condition had dramatically deteriorated. And as medical staff were informing her family about her condition, she suffered a cardiac arrest and had to be resuscitated. Now, she was eventually transferred by helicopter to Beaumont Hospital in Dublin, where surgery was performed to relieve pressure on her brain, but she never recovered and she died there 3 days later on the 20th of January in 2017.
So what can you tell us about today's apology from the hospital?
Well, Lisa's parents, Jerry and Angela, and her sister, they settled their case after mediation against the hospital and the HSE for nervous shock arising from the death of Lisa. Now, the details of that settlement have not been fully disclosed, but as part of that settlement, an apology was read in the High Court today as the judge was told the case was settled. And in that apology, the HSE and the hospital offered a sincere apology that the care provided to Lisa did not reach the expected standard, and acknowledged that this experience had been devastating and had a profound and lasting effect on the Nyland family. And outside court, the family solicitor, Damien Tansey, described it as an unspeakable tragedy and said the family was broken by the death of Lisa. He said the fact that they now knew she could have been saved had rubbed salt in the wounds, and if the hospital's own procedures had been followed on the night, he said Lisa's life could have been saved.
Courts reporter Vivian Traynor, thank you for that.